This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The economics of healthcare are changing, and they are changing across all parts of that ecosystem, patients, providers, and the institutions as well. A lot of rural hospitals are struggling. Some of them are looking to Medicare for a lifeline. Starting tomorrow, the government insurance program for the elderly and disabled is tweaking its payment formula. But because this is healthcare and a giant government bureaucracy, not everybody's happy. From WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama, Mary Scott Hodgen has that story.
It's about noon on a Thursday in Sylacauga, Alabama, a quiet town about an hour from Birmingham. Phyllis Cottle just arrived at the local hospital, Coosa Valley Medical Center. But she's not sick. Her reason for coming?
Lunch. We eat here every day.
The hospital's cafe regularly draws a big crowd, according to Vanessa Green. She's the chief development officer at Coosa Valley. Green says the hospital also operates a catering service. May sound a little odd, but she says it's good for community engagement, and it's successful.
We do whatever we need to do around here to make it work and make it happen.
Many rural hospitals have had to get creative these days. In the past decade, more than 100 rural hospitals have closed nationwide, largely due to financial problems. Others have had to freeze or even cut salaries. Some have eliminated services, like obstetrics and gynecology. Glenn Sisk is the CEO of Coosa Valley Medical Center. He says the Medicare changes are a big deal for Alabama.
Rural Alabama hospitals have the lowest reimbursement from Medicare in the United States.
Medicare uses a complicated formula called the wage index, which basically ties reimbursement rates to average salaries. Sisk says it's unfair to rural providers, which are often in less expensive areas.
Fundamentally, it is a flawed system.
He says the index doesn't reflect the true operating costs for many hospitals. Kathleen Carey teaches health economics at Boston University. She says many medical professionals have criticized the system.
The feeling was that over time, this has created a downward spiral that increases the disparity between high and low wage hospitals.
That's why Medicare is changing the formula. Starting tomorrow, reimbursement rates will go up for hospitals that are at the bottom of the index. Dane Howard is with the Alabama Hospital Association. She says it's a move in the right direction.
This is the first time any steps have actually been taken to recognize that disparity and to start looking at ways that we can address it.
But some hospitals are not happy about the change because it's budget neutral. So while payments will increase for certain low-wage hospitals, Medicare will offset that cost by paying other hospitals less. Bowen Garrett is a senior fellow with the Urban Institute. He agrees that the wage index is flawed, but says this isn't the best way to fix it.
This is really a patch, a Band-Aid to that problem, and it's not one that's calibrated to data.
In Alabama, the new rates are expected to bring in an additional $38 million in the first year. That's according to the state's hospital association. Officials here say it'll help, but many hospitals will continue to struggle financially. Nearly all of the state's 51 rural hospitals are operating in the red. In Birmingham, Alabama, I'm Mary Scott Hodgen for Marketplace.